Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we are going to talk about limits and limiting beliefs and how we get them and how we overcome them. But first, I want to say if you are new here, welcome. Thank you for coming. And if you are not new here, thank you for coming back. I'm so blessed that you continue to come back and listen to every episode. So I'm going to start off by reading a couple pages out of Hal Elrod's book, The Miracle Equation. These just sum up really well kind of what I've been working through, and I just like the way that he says it. He just has a way of laying the things out that just really make things click, and so I wanted to start out with that, and then I will give you some of my thoughts when I'm done. So this chapter starts with a quote by Patrick Connor, and it says, "The world we live in, the life we perceive, is a perfect reflection or a mirror image of our eternal reality. And so then the book says, "There is a chance that you, like so many people, have forgotten the basic fact about yourself, that you are limitless. Human beings are designed for greatness, and proof of that fact abounds. Every day, previously held limitations are shattered as one of us taps into our shared limitless potential and sets new standards for what we are all capable of achieving. Anything that another person has done is evidence of what's possible for you. Everything you want in your life is available to you right now, just waiting for you to make the decision and go after what you want. If you think back to your childhood, you might be able to remember feeling this about yourself. Becoming a famous ballerina or baseball player seemed totally plausible and within your reach. You never considered that you might not achieve what your mind's eye was showing you. Everything was possible. Your future was limitless. Some of us have lost this awareness completely. Others can retrieve this perspective with enough prompting or reminiscing about what could have been. Even then, though, this feeling seems distant and no longer relevant to the life they are living today. A life with a pile of bills on the counter, a job that doesn't fulfill them, a few extra pounds they just can't get rid of. But not remembering this information does not make it true, nor does it make it any less relevant. So how did we forget this important fact? Through no fault of our own, we've been unknowingly sabotaging ourselves, and it only gets worse as we get older. I know that's not very encouraging, but it's true. We're up against some harsh obstacles in life, both inside our own heads and in the world around us, and these obstacles can be a bit sneaky. Oftentimes, we don't even know that they exist. To start, we have these innate tendencies that are hardwired into our brain and constantly knock us off our path to greatness. Our inborn human nature leads us to take the easy road, to doubt ourselves, and to give up when things get difficult. The easy path is usually more comfortable in the short term, and our brains translate that comfort into this must be what I should be doing. Then, as we're growing up and ripe to absorb messages, both spoken and unspoken, from those around us, we are taught to follow the rules, fit in, and play along. We even allow the irrational limiting beliefs of others to influence our own and stifle our ideas of what's possible for us. Our loved ones offer a pat on the back and the requisite, "You gave it a good shot," but never hold us accountable for stretching into our full potential, probably because they're not fulfilling their own. We support each other right into the depths of mediocrity. After a while, we join the conformists and eventually buy into the whole "Why I Can't Be Amazing" song and dance. We accumulate an arsenal of self-sabotaging limitations, for the most part, we don't even realize we have. We put forth just enough effort to get by. We run through our days on autopilot, often with no clear goal or intention. We allow others to impose limits on us. Ultimately, we settle for less than we truly want and are capable of. In part, both of our brains and our well-meaning friends and family members hold our life of miracles hostage. How's a guy or gal supposed to create an extraordinary life with all these hurdles constantly thrust upon him or her? Good question. The answer lies in understanding the inherent human conflict we all face. Deep down inside, we know that we are limitless, but our brains and the world around us confine us so we remain smaller than we should be. This conflict leads to unhappiness, anxiety, and the constant feeling that there is something else, something more out in this world for us. We know it, but we don't know what to do about it until now. To create the most extraordinary life you can imagine, the one you want, deserve, and are destined for, you must overcome this inner conflict and take the path that leads to greatness, which won't necessarily be the easiest path, and the option that feels more comfortable, or even the safest. When you feel yourself haggling in your head over a decision that comes down to your limited based on your past, or limitless based on your potential, choose limitless. Period. And so there's so much that says in there, and it just really opened my eyes as to kind of why we do the things we do. But the thing is, you can't control your past. It's over. Like, you can't go back and change it. Whatever happened in your past is in your past. And you also can't control other people. So you can't control what other people may have said to you in the past or how they treat you today. You can't control any of that. But the one thing that you can control is the way that you think. That is the only part that you're able to change. And the thing is, our thoughts eventually inspire our actions. So if by what we're thinking is determining our actions, then by changing your thinking, you can change the outcome of what's going on in your life. And by staying stuck in the past, or by staying stuck listening to what other people are saying about you or to you, or what your potential is, or what you should or shouldn't be doing, by staying there, you're just keeping yourself stuck, and you're just constantly going in that hamster wheel of shoulds, of what you should be doing, or the constant narrative in your head that maybe, you know, when you were younger, something happened that made you feel like you had to perform, or that you had to earn worthiness or love or purpose. And the reality is that none of that is true. So you need to make a decision, is what it boils down to. It's very, very simple. It's not easy, but it's very simple for you to make a decision that you're going to take your thoughts captive and to be intentional about what you're letting yourself think. An example of this is, in my own personal life, is I have struggled with my weight for a long time, and I'm actually a health coach, so I have all of the tips and tricks and ways to change your habits and ways to make lasting change, and yet I don't do it. And what I have gotten very intentional of doing just in the last few months, and it's still a work in progress, but every time that I want to eat, I ask myself if I'm hungry, or if I'm bored, or if I'm upset about something, or sometimes even if I'm just happy about something and I'm just using food to enhance that happiness, or you know, if I'm upset about something or stressed out about something, if I'm using that food to basically medicate and to get away from that uncomfortable feeling that I don't want to be feeling. But I don't want to have that action, so I need to back up and change my thoughts. So instead of just letting my thoughts run with me, I'm hungry and I'm going to go eat and I want some chocolate and I want something that's, you know, full of carbs and something that's not good for me because it makes me feel better, I need to back that up and start that thought over, intentionally grab that thought and ask myself, what's going on? Why do I really want to eat? What am I feeling right now? And the thing is that the more you do this, the more it becomes just what you do. Like, the more you stop those thoughts in their tracks and analyze them the quicker it is. It doesn't have to take forever for you to change that thought. But if you don't change that thought, you're never going to change the action. And then you just can, you just turn that into a self-fulfilling prophecy, which for me would be, I can't ever lose weight. I'm never going to change this. I'm never going to be able to lose weight and keep it off. I'm never going to be able to stick to anything. So I create that self-fulfilling prophecy for myself. And I was really upset about it because I just couldn't figure out what was going on. But when I got really honest with myself and really took those thoughts for what they were and figured out, you know, kept asking myself, why do I feel that way? But why do I feel that? And why do I feel that? And just kept digging down until I figured out what was really going on. It wasn't even about the food anymore. And there's definitely changes that have to be made if you're going to lose weight. And I have a significant amount of weight to lose. But if I don't get my mind in the right place, that's never going to happen. And if I'm looking at what everybody else is telling me, or if I'm going back to things that were maybe said to me or said that I heard other people say in my childhood, and I just keep going back to that, it just fuels the fire that I'm just made to be this way. It just is how it is. It's how it's always been. It's how it is throughout my family. So I'm just doomed to be this way. But if we were to take those limiting beliefs and change what you think about them, that's when progress starts to happen. And that's what started to happen in my weight loss journey. But the first step is to be aware that you need to change thoughts in order to get different results. And so I just like the way that Hal sums this up, that you need to choose to be limitless, which means you need to forget all the things in the past. You need to forget all the things that people are saying, and you need to become aware of what's going on in your mind and what's coming up when you have these things come up that are not the result you want. So like I said, it is very, very simple, but it is not easy to start changing things in your life to move towards the potential that we all have within us. And if this is something that you would like to work through with somebody that can help see your blind spots and help walk you through it, I do have some spots open in my life coaching program, and I will leave that down in the show notes. But I hope you guys got something out of this today. I hope it challenged you to rethink where you're at. And if you're feeling that there's more for you, there probably is more for you, and you are capable of being able to take steps in that direction and to change the trajectory of your life. And if I could be a small part of that in your journey, I would be so grateful. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.